You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
One More Night, Maroon 5, Simo and Jordan with you this morning.
And Simo, Dear Diary with Rachel G from Mad Men. It happens every Friday. If you haven't heard it, it sounds a bit like this.
Diary. It's been another hectic week on Snow FM Breakfast. I think I need 5 minutes to sit down. We kicked off Monday by...
It goes on. It goes on kind of. She goes through every little bit of content that happened throughout that week.
Today's Wednesday, mate.
Yeah, I know. Don't get me wrong. I haven't got my days confused. So that segment happens every Friday. It's happening this Friday as well.
Some people do get their days confused, though, amongst lockdown. So just casual reminder, it's Wednesday.
No, it's Tuesday.
No.
Oh, yeah, you had to look at the screen.
I was like, I got to get this right.
So Rachel G from Mad Men opens a diary every single Friday. She says, Simo, you would know, she kind of says lots of little quotes in between the little bits of content that we do and kind of introduces them.
Right.
Yesterday, I was kind of listening back to some old ones and I kind of got a bit of an idea.
Okay.
So she says lots of random quotes.
Okay.
If I get those quotes, cut them up.
Yep.
Can I convince people that if I phone them, that they are talking to Rachel G from Mad Men, not me?
Probably.
So, Simo, so yesterday,
yeah,
I annoyed a couple of our co-workers. I got a whole load of Rachel G quotes, cut them up, put them in the stacker here, and just played them and see if I could have a conversation with people in our office.
Genius.
And see if I could get them to convince, to see if they would believe that they were talking to Rachel G from Mad Men.
Genius is a strong word for you normally, but this is right up there. This might be some of your best work.
All right, so first up, I went for a guy who works in sales with us here, Grant.
Hello?
It's Rachel G from Mad Men.
How are you doing?
Temperatures are rising, but I'm still remaining as cool as a cucumber.
What's up? Obviously something's up. If you're ringing me, what did I do wrong?
I'm curious.
Yes?
Simo and Jordan were talking about a sport they know very little about.
Yes?
That's weird.
What sport would that be?
I can't wait to see what Santa's got for me in his sack.
What are you...
I'm not sure I'll be taking part in that. Sometimes I really do worry about our boys.
What, them two in the morning?
Yes.
You're weird. Hello.
Hi, Grant.
She actually sounds like the woman operator that used to be on telecom years ago.
Oh, that was brilliant. That was well done, Jordan. ASIO is going to come calling for your services.
Well, Simo, that was just part one.
Oh, really?
Because.
Okay.
Up next, I thought, how can we take this to the next level?
Yeah.
Now, you know, Simo, we have what I would describe a friendly rivalry with the other radio station here in the Snowy's XLFM.
Yeah.
Their breakfast show, Gaz and Rick. I happen to have Gaz's phone number.
Oh, this, really?
And I happen to know for a fact that Gaz and Rachel know each other and that he will get the Rachel G from Admin thing.
Okay.
So I thought, should I give Gaz a call and see if he falls for it as well? Spoiler alert, he did.
Okay.
We'll get to that next.
All right. FYI, I think they're waiting outside for you, the people that didn't know about this.
I know.
But
I
have
see.
Skin in the game.
I can see about three or four co-workers waiting. I might just hide under the desk.
You're dead.
Simo and Jordan.
The Hilltop Hood speaking in tongues this morning. Snow FM. Simo, Jordan as well. 24 minutes gone on your 9 o'clock.
And Simo, there is an angry mob of co-workers outside the studio. They are waiting for me because they're not happy that I have... Yesterday I spent my afternoon kind of doing a couple of little prank calls on them.
Yeah, you did this. Although I'm right here. I'll back you up, mate. You know.
You'll back me up from quite a bit over there.
Right until I can escape.
So Rachel G from Admin opens the Dear Diary every single Friday here on the show. So what I did, I went through all the old diaries that she's been doing for the last couple of months.
Yeah.
Got all of her little quotes that she says during that. Pieced them all together, put them all in the hotkeys here in the studio so I could fire them off one by one whenever I needed them. And I thought that I'd call just some people around the office and around the Snowies to see if I could convince them that they were talking to Rachel G from Admin, Not me.
Yes. So far, you've got a hold of Grant.
Yeah, who's works in sales.
The Coomer office. Mm-hmm. So you had no idea what he was in for.
And now I want to kind of take it to the next level. Because okay. we've got a bit of a friendly rivalry with XLFM, the other radio station here in the Snowies.
That's right. We've got an elder, in the building. Mm.
Gaz and Rick is their breakfast show. Mm. I happen to have Gary's phone number.
Okay.
And yep. I know for a fact that Gary and Rachel, they kind of know each other.
Okay.
So I thought, I wonder what happens if I call up the rival radio host pretending to be Rachel G from Admin.
All right, let's see how we go.
Hello.
It's Rachel G from Admin.
Hello, Rachel G from Admin. How are you today?
I'm curious.
Oh, what have I missed out on?
It's been another hectic week. I think I need 5 minutes to sit down.
Yes. Who needs to sit down, me or you?
It's been another hectic week. I think I need 5 minutes to sit down.
Well, I'll sit down then.
Jordan tried to convince us to ditch the English language and start speaking French.
We?
Sometimes I really do worry about our boys.
It's very terrible, but never mind. Of us have got it and some of us have got it a little bit more than others.
That's weird.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I'll be taking part in that.
You don't think anybody's taking part in it?
That's weird.
That is weird.
No.
No.
Temperatures are rising, but I'm still remaining as cool as a cucumber.
Right, okay. So this is obviously a recorded little samples of something going on here.
It's Rachel G from Admin.
I know it is.
I can't wait to see what Santa's got for me in his sack.
He's got what?
Hello, Gary.
Yes, I know you've recorded little bits and pieces of her, I figured.
Uh-huh, yes, I did. So make sure you tune into Snow FM tomorrow to hear yourself on the radio.
Well, my God, you might want to edit some of the things I just said.
Yes, I was going to, don't worry. And I did.
Oh, yeah, that would require a heavy edit for sure.
Simo and Jordan.
Lady Gaga applause this morning, Snow FM. Simo and Jordan, and how good is that? How good is it, Jordan, I ask you?
Yeah, well, Simo, we don't know what it is at the moment. We've got a whole load of random things. We have to try and work out how good they are. Maybe they're brilliant, maybe they're terrible. If you want to play along, give us a call. 64572977. Perhaps you love the item in question. Perhaps you hate the item in question.
Absolutely.
Well, let's find out the item in question.
Here it is for today, your Wednesday.
Star Wars. 3, 2, 1, go.
Oh, yeah.
Not a fan
over
here.
Hell yeah. I'm a Jedi.
I've never seen a Star Wars movie in my life.
Yes.
So all of these references, which I assume you're about to go, for example, I'm a Jedi.
Yes.
No idea.
Poor form by you.
For so long, until a very short time ago.
Long have I waited.
I thought the character was called Dark Vader.
Yeah, that's not on.
Not, Darth?
Darth. That's right, yeah. No, he's, you know, one of the most evil kind of beings in cinema over the 1975, I think the first one came out. Where have you been?
Well, Simo, just imagine, for example, that I haven't seen any Star Wars movies.
Mm.
Spoiler alert, you won't have to imagine because it's true. Can you explain the synopsis of what Star Wars is about? So you're selling it to me.
Yeah, it's a deep dive into the fight between good and evil.
Pretty sure that's most movies.
Yeah, well, that's how you sell them.
Okay. You know. Apart from the fact that it's a good versus evil fight.
A hero will rise.
You've just given away the ending.
But so huge is the Star Wars universe is that they've even taken over a couple of days this week.
Mm-hmm.
We had the 4th of May, Star Wars Day.
Mm-hmm.
So we had May 4th. May the Force be with you.
Oh, because it sounds a bit like May the 4th.
That's right, yeah.
Funny.
And then we had May 5th.
Darth Vader rose on May 5th. Why is that a Star Wars
Revenge
day?
Revenge of the Sith.
Oh, I see.
May 5th.
Would that not be best off waiting until a day after, May the 6th, which sounds a bit closer?
Yeah, but then you'd have to skip out, you know.
Well, we'll just have National Darth Vader Day or Skywalker. That's another character I know.
You've done well there. I actually watched a two-hour documentary on the making of the Star Wars franchise the other day.
How was it?
Thrilling, if I'm honest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very interesting.
Would someone who's not a Star Wars fan nor has never seen any of the movies ever be interested in this documentary?
Nah, probably not.
Fair enough.
Watch the films first.
Well, speaking of the films, where should I jump into the films first? Because you can't go in chronological order, because there's like they made the first one, then they go back in time, then they go forward. But I hear the first one's not very good.
Yeah, I think
Is that right?
I don't. I reckon for you, don't bother because...
Don't bother watching the movies.
It's already got...
All right, see ya. Headphones off. I'm out of here.
It's already too far gone. Like, you're, you know, there's no point in you jumping in now because you just... You're too far behind. You'll never catch up.
That's the spirit I want.
Simo and Jordan.
Neon Trees, Everybody Talks, Snow FM. Simo and Jordan just hanging out this morning. 16 minutes en route to 10 o'clock. And did you see Scotty from Marketing, ScoMo, the PM?
Mm-hmm.
He took a call last night. From someone very important.
Was it you?
No, it was the Queen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they had a chat.
Interesting that the Queen owns a phone.
Yes.
And has ScoMo's phone number.
The Queen wished Australians well in dealing with coronavirus, bushfires and drought recovery in a phone call with Scott Morrison yesterday evening.
I hope that phone call was planned and ScoMo's not just chilling in the parliamentary office, just kind of typing away on a computer or doing whatever he does, and just all of a sudden his phone starts ringing and it's... The Queen would have no caller ID, surely.
Yeah.
If you're the Queen.
Mystery caller.
And ScoMo sees that and he's like, nah.
So those are some pretty heavy topics that they would have had to have a chat about.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
You know, like, you got your coronavirus, your bushfires and your drought recovery.
Mm-hmm.
But you know when you call, like, grandma or mum or...
Another female relative.
Nana.
I think Nana's the same as Grandma, but anyway, we'll move on.
You can't go straight into the heavy topic straight away.
And
okay. Neither do they. Like, if they've got questions that they want from, you know, to get answers from you, like, why did you name your, you know, son Larry instead of after your grandfather?
Apologies to any Larrys out there.
So, you know, I figured that they would have had some lighter topics. Yeah. First.
Well, I think that's just no matter if you're speaking to a female relative or anyone. Normally on the phone, you have a little bit of small talk.
That's right.
Just before you get into the main issue of the phone call. Normally that consists of, how are you? Good, good, sweet. Let's move on.
Yeah, well, so I have the top five light topics covered between the Queen and Scott Morrison. Top five!
So this isn't actually what they talked about. This is just what you're imagining they would have made casual small talk about.
Absolutely. Number five, the weather. Start off strong.
I mean, yeah, the weather is a go-to.
How is the weather, dear? That kind of thing. We've had a cold front. It's been a bit chilly.
Mm-hmm. We've had a bit of snow falling in some areas of Australia.
So knock that out of the park first. And then the next one would be, have you cleaned your room, Scott? Have you checked the borders? You checked around the place?
I don't think the Queen's in charge of telling ScoMo to clean his room.
Hey, she's just checking on her Commonwealth son. All right?
Yeah. Hang on, is she technically in charge of... Yeah, I guess you could call that. I could just get a random phone call today and go, Jordan, clean your room.
Yeah, well...
That was my Queen impersonation. Also my Mickey Mouse impersonation as well.
Covers both. Three follows straight on from the room. Are you eating your vegetables?
Mm-hmm. Another good one. Yeah. Would you reckon ScoMo... What vegetable do you reckon ScoMo would go for? He screams broccoli to me. I reckon he's a broccoli
like
guy.
Looks like a carrot.
Looks like a carrot. What do you mean he looks like a carrot?
See, all those guys do... Trump, definitely the only vegetable he's getting amongst.
No, I think the only vegetable Trump's getting is chips.
Potatoes. Yeah, that counts.
Exactly. That counts.
Number two on the light topics covered by the Queen and ScoMo. Have you been wearing your sweater that I sent you at Christmas? Have you been wearing your woolly jumper?
Not going to lie, if the Queen sent me a jumper, personally, I would wear it every day.
But it's that...
Jordan, it's 40 degrees outside. Why do you have the jumper on? This is important.
It's that moment in time as well when you look at your other half and be like, did we get that at Christmas? Did we unwrap that? Did we send that to Goodwill? Where is that? We have been. Definitely have been wearing that.
Sorry, I'm just imagining a world where, like, a Queen knits... jumpers for like the Australian Prime Ministers with the first letter of their name on. So like with ScoMo Scott, it would have a big S on.
Mm, yeah.
In recent years, she would probably have give you, is it Malcolm again or Tony or Kevin? Is he still
Who is
around?
It? Yeah.
Julia.
And they're number one on the top five light topics covered by the Queen and ScoMo. You never come to visit anymore.
I would love to be a fly on a wall for ScoMo having small talk with the Queen. What a conversation.
Snow FM has been a Simo and Jordan.
He puts Brit in celebrity. Robbie Williams, love light there. Snow FM, Simo and Jordan, 6 minutes on the way to 10 o'clock.
And Simo, we're just about out of time today, but
yes.
Before we go, I've got a bit of a community service announcement I want to do just for people who are living in Louisiana in America.
Okay, well, all right, shout out to them.
Police have urged residents to be on the lookout for a suspect that has been terrorising bank customers.
Oh, hell.
In a town called Walker.
All right.
They've warned that this suspect is harassing customers at an ATM and a drive-thru, as well as chasing people while they're trying to get into their vehicles.
Place called Walker, is that like Walker, Texas Ranger?
Well, by the fact that it's in Louisiana.
Probably not.
And very much the next word after you said Walker is Texas, which is a different American state, I would say no. I've got a bit of a description here of the suspect.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So if you happen to be in Louisiana...
Be on the lookout.
And you see a suspect with these who fits this bill, keep an eye out. So he's got a reddish tan, is about 18 inches tall, and weighs between 6 to 8 pounds, and is, quote, an aggressive chicken.
Oh.
Yes, Simo. Police in America have put out a call warning people about an aggressive chicken which is terrorising customers.
They're the worst kind of chicken. The aggressive ones.
I think, well, just any kind of animal, if you've got aggressive in front of the name, is bad. Like, if you see a snail, oh, it's a snail. Oh, dude, no, that's an aggressive snail.
Nah, aggressive snail's cute, but an aggressive chicken, that's only the second worst type of chicken next to uncooked.
True.
Yeah.
So, Simo, if you were at the ATM or you were going through the drive-thru or whatever, and a small chicken started chasing you, what would you do? We've talked about on the show that you have had to run from animals before.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
However, that was, from memory, a giant cow.
Yeah, shorthorn steer slash bull that hadn't been castrated properly for correct weight on that one. So was this chicken, was not robbing banks, but it was... Was it circling a bank?
No, well, okay. I'd please say this chicken just, it's a wild chicken.
Okay,
or perhaps one that's escaped from somewhere and just happens to be living near the bank where there's also a drive-through and a bit of a car park as well.
Oh, really? Is there like, it's not stalking like a red rooster trying to like get some revenge or free its friends or something?
Look, I mean, unconfirmed. I don't know what restaurant chain the drive-through is. I hope for the chicken's sake it's maybe not that.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, but Simo, so a chicken starts chasing you. What's your first go-to? Do you run? Do you try and pat it? Do you take an Instagram? What do you go for?
Nah, you don't touch an aggressive animal.
Even if it is only knee height?
Yeah, even if it is tanned and
delicious.
Tasty. Yeah.
So you would be running?
Yeah, because those claws can do a bit of scratching.
Well, speaking of running, message from the police. This bird remains on the loose. And police are asking for the public's help in locating this foul creature.
Is that what they put out, was it?
No, that was just me.
Okay, right.
That was a terrible pun number one.
Good place to finish.
Oh, no, I've got an even worse joke to finish on that.
No, go for that one. We're out of here. What do you got?
Okay, the worst part about this whole story is that the chicken was blatantly ignoring social distancing rules.
Oh, yeah. No, they got no respect for the law.
I thought that was at least worth a laugh, but never mind.
That is it. We're out of here. Okay. We'll catch you tomorrow.
See you then.
This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, listen to Snow FM from 6 to 9 weekdays.